You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Motherfucker Doom.
No.
Joined, as always, by Dutchie's Dumpers.
I forgot about that.
Of course
you did.
That was
a good time.
I'm just listening to. This is fucking Surprise Alkaline Trio that came through from the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd kick it off because I doubt you heard it.
I have not. I like it.
It's very reminiscent of old school.
It really is. It sounds a lot like their older stuff, which I like, because they had that really one bad CD that nobody listened to.
I listen to them all.
Well, so do I, but I have other favorites.
Yeah, so the funny thing about that is that they just kind of dropped it for people that are stuck in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I didn't know anything about it, obviously, because it was a surprise, and I just happened to be scrolling, and then they were like, it's available. I was like, oh, dope, and I threw on my Spotify right away, and I listened to it, and it was super cool, so I shared it to everyone. I shared it on my social, I shared it on my stories and all that shit, and the dude from the Pod Dex, he replied to my story. You know the Pod Dex that I bought?
Yep.
So he replied to my story on Instagram, and all it said was, Matt Skiba threw up in my car once.
That's awesome.
I wrote him back. I was like, that's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. Matt Skiba is the singer for Alkaline Trio. And we got to talking, and it turns out that he actually plays in a band currently with the former drummer from Alkaline Trio, Mike Filumli.
That's awesome.
And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, I've met those guys a handful of times, you know, after shows growing up in Chicago and whatnot. And mm-hmm. we started talking. He's like, I live in Chicago and I did this.
What?
And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I just talking about the record label. And I was like, you know, Mike Filumli's got his own label. And we were just, you know, comparing notes and all that shit. And he was like, yeah, my band was on his label back then. And I'm like, small fucking world, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, and we chatted back and forth for a little bit. And yeah, just throwing him another shout out because I like his product. And now it turns out that we were running in similar circles 20 fucking years ago and didn't even realize it.
It's a small world.
It is a small fucking world. But that is a little taste of the new Alkaline Trio. I suggest everybody go grab it. They must have been working on a CD and it's not finished. And they were like, you know what? Everyone's stuck in the house. Here's three fucking songs.
I like it. There's other celebrities that are doing things like that too. And your favorite person, that Josh Glad guy.
Who?
Josh Gad. He was from, was it Ready Player One he was in that you hated? Or he was in something with the Pac... What was a really bad movie with Pac-Man on it?
Oh, that fat curly-headed fuck? That was Pixels.
Oh, Pixels. He was in Pixels. And he's also the voice of Olaf from Frozen. So he reads bedtime stories online every night to children.
They dropped Frozen 2, I guess, on streaming too. And
I know.
I heard it was a pile of dog shit.
No. Well, my sister watches it at least once a day because she's stuck at home with the girls. So she FaceTimed me yesterday and Aubrey's like, we watched Frozen 2. And I'm like, yeah, for the 100th time or.
Riley said he was watching it yesterday.
Oh, no.
And then he tweeted out Frozen 2 is like.
Dog shit.
I forget the way he described it. Like, mm-hmm. it was. So, like the equivalent of laugh out loud, but bad.
Oh my gosh.
Sucks out loud or something.
Boo out loud.
Yeah, something. I forget what he exactly said. But yeah, let's get the sponsorships out of the way so we can talk about our things.
Okay. We have things.
We have things.
I'm day drinking.
You know what? I forgot.
What? Oh no, Corona.
Shut up. That's coffee in my throat. That's called good old fashioned dick throat. Yeah, what are you drinking?
One of these margarita ice boxes that your boss so nicely gave to me.
Which one is it? The pineapple?
I drank that pineapple one the first day I got
it. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It was delicious because we had tacos that night.
You're right.
So I did it because it was pineapple margarita. This one's just regular. It's really good.
I was going to say, what do you think about that?
I wish the bottle was bigger.
It's so funny, too, because, you know, shout out to I don't even know how to say this. Shout out to one of my bosses at work that is an unofficial listener. He's an undercover listener, just for liability purposes, I think.
And I was, why don't you just call him a coworker?
Well, because I kind of like the fact that upper management listens to the podcast.
Don't say that. Y'all say that.
So I'm walking through the office last week, and we're kind of scattered out. Like, they're not bringing anyone really into the office because, you know, social distancing and all that. And I come walking in, and there's a manager's meeting going on in his office, and he's sitting there, and the door's open, and his desk faces out towards the door, so he sees me walk by, and he calls me. He says, "Hey, Wutzke." And all the other bosses turn and look, you know, whatever, and right. I come in there, and he hands me those three little bottles, and he comes in close, and he goes, "Give those to Duchess." In front of all the fucking other bosses and shit. And then one of them even said, "To who?"
Like, my wife.
Just fucking don't worry about it.
That's me. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, he wanted to know what you thought. So
no, they're delicious.
I don't even know if we carry those yet. I think maybe the rep just probably came by to, you know, sample them and see if it's something that we would pick up.
No, I really like it. It's good. I have a Long Island left in the fridge.
Like a little premix, come in a little plastic bottle.
Yeah, it's like a malt. Like a malt type liquor.
Uh-huh.
But it's really delicious.
Well,
just dump it over ice.
I will pass the word along, even though I'm sure he's hearing. But this week and every week of the hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs is a local Tampa CBD company that specifically formulates the product to provide consumers with a quality CBD at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. They come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com, and save 20% off your order. Stay relaxed during the apocalypse.
Yep.
We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha Brain to help your brain and your thoughts and your dreams, I'm told. I was telling Mr. Simmons about the crazy dimension jumping dreams that I've been having lately. Yeah. And he was like, "Really want to take it to the next level? Take 4 Alpha Brain directly before you go to sleep."
Yikes.
And I said, "Well, I take them, like, when I take them, it's usually at night when we do the show, and then I go to bed afterwards." And he was like, "No, directly. Take them and then go to sleep."
Okay.
I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." I haven't done it yet, just because it's happening naturally more and more and more and more. So
yeah, you're always chasing me. I'm the Amy.
I am. You are. we'll get there. They also have New Mood if you need a new mood. Shroom Tech Immune. Times like these, it couldn't hurt to throw yourself some extra nutrients and some extra vitamins to bolster that immune system. You know, it's not like it's the cure for anything, but at least it's going to help you out. You know,
you should stay healthy. The healthier you are, the better off you are. So
absolutely. No different than taking some emergency or drinking some orange juice or doing any other little fucking thing that you would do to promote yourself being healthy.
Yep.
Wash them fucking hands, you scumbags.
Yep.
Nasty. Go to onnit.com/htnots, that's onnit.com/htnos, and save 10% off your order of whatever you decide to get to make yourself a better version of yourself in the apocalypse.
There you go. And you would think that people would stay home during the apocalypse, but I had to go to Home Depot this morning and get a couple things. They keep telling you to. I know, social distancing, right? Was it 6 feet, 8 feet, whatever? So we're moving.
We are. You know what? Can I direct traffic a little bit? And
I'm sorry, I was just trying to have a conversation.
No, let me bring you back to preface that, because you say we're moving, and as you may or may not have realized, we missed last week, and we didn't do an episode, and it was the first time since 2018 that we've missed a week, and just with everything going on. You know, we've been telling about the house saga and, you know, the problems that we've been having about having a house, then losing a house, then having a house, then losing a house. You know, we've been looking at, you know, trying to scramble and find new places and then get the shit together for inspections and appraisals. We just didn't have the juice, you know, and then top it all off with this fucking, you know, pandemic, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everything all turned upside down. And, you know, we just decided we were going to take a break. I needed a fucking break. You needed a break. We needed a break. It was supposed to be longer than a week. You know, we were going to actually wait until we got back into the new house.
Yeah, that's too long.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, but that being said, it's probably going to be a little spotty. You know, like we might miss a week here and there, you know, just until everything gets settled down.
Yeah, we'll see. I would think that we'd miss the week that we're moving in, but the next couple weeks shouldn't be.
Well, how about this? If we think that we're going to miss an episode, we'll go on and we'll do a Facebook Live and we'll talk to people in the comments for a little bit, just so we're staying connected. How about that?
That's fine.
Does that sound good with you? Okay, so we you know, we can talk about this more in depth, but we did find a house. We are moving, and you were at Home Depot.
Because I needed moving packing supplies. Your uncle's friend Jack was nice enough to give us all the boxes because he just moved, so we needed tape and paper. So I ordered it online at homedepot.com, and I'm like, oh, they'll just throw it in the lockers.
Hey, no free ads.
Well.
Are you going to shit on them? Shit on them.
No. Well.
Because you ordered it, and they didn't put it in the locker. They didn't put it in the locker
because I'm all about keeping my distance from people. So I get the email that said I have to go in the store, and I'm like, gosh darn it, because I was going to send you to do it because you've been out in the world anyway because there's no working at home for you. So I was going to send you, and then they're like, you have to come to customer service and bring your ID. I'm like, great. Mind you, the bitch didn't even check my ID. But I'm doing my part, and I'm getting in line at the customer service desk. So I'm keeping my 8 feet distance from this lady in front of me, and this old motherfucker comes in behind me. He's like right on my ass. And I'm like, bitch, back up. Keep your distance. But it's like nobody gives a shit. There were so many people at Home Depot, I guess, because people are in the house. They want to do shit.
See, and I told you yesterday, I stopped at Publix, and I was loading up, you know, the conveyor with my stuff, and the bitch behind me was making, like, the line extra long, like, into the frozen mm-hmm. section, because she wouldn't come up and start putting her stuff on, even though there was, like, 3/4 of the conveyor there. She waited until I got all the way up to the front by the keypad mm-hmm. for the...
Well, I'm that bitch, because I'm not taking any chances.
Man, I turned and looked, and I'm like, bitch, I ain't got the Rona, what the fuck?
Well, that's the problem, though. You don't know, because you don't show symptoms. So well, it's just it's better to practice to be safe.
Yeah. And fucking shout out to the boogeyman flu.
The boogeyman flu. Because, I don't know, for us to get it would be different, but I don't want the kids to come down with it.
Well, I guess, you know, we can just kind of go right into that, you know, too.
Well, I was home with Lucas because he woke up on Tuesday and had, like, a mild fever. So mild that he felt warm, but the thermometer said that he had a normal temperature. But I'm like, just to play it safe, I'm going to keep him home. And I kept him home for the 2 days. And when I called the school, they're like, we would have called you anyway because you can't take the risks. And luckily, I'm able to work from home. I know a lot of people aren't. But if I have the ability to to do my part, then I'm going to do it.
You stayed at home just out of convenience the beginning of the week and then tried to go in.
I went in on Thursday,
and then they sent you home. They said, now you're just working from home for further notice.
Well, because they had a guy in accounting that works on the whole other side of the building. So when you come into my work, it's like operations and sales in the front, and then like the asset side, like our TMS side, and the accounting side is on the other side of the building, like on the opposite end of the wall. Like you have to walk to the break room through a separate door to get to that department. But there was a guy in accounting that went home with flu-like symptoms and was hospitalized. So I think they freaked the fuck out. Mm. And then they're like, we don't know if he tested positive. We'll know on Monday, but we're taking the precautions to get you guys all working from home.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with that, too, is I heard that they're giving back 80% false positive rates on those tests. And I don't know if you could put that ice any closer into the mic. I mean, like, maybe you could probably get it a little bit more on top of that mic. That would be great. Fucking Jesus Christ, babe. 1 week off and you act like you forgot how to do this shit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I heard that they're giving false positives because they're not giving as many people tests because there's not as many go around. And then when you do take it, then it's not even fucking accurate.
Right. Well, because it's like when I had a couple months ago, I had like a really sore throat. Like it was really sore. Like my glands were swollen, all this stuff. And I legit thought I had like strep. So I had bought some Lysol, I brought it into work, and I was spraying my stuff around because I was going to go to the walk-in clinic that day, mm-hmm. but I was just going to leave early. So I didn't have a fever, I didn't have any other symptoms, my throat just hurt like a motherfucker. So they tested me for strep, they tested me for flu, they tested me for cold, all negative. They couldn't tell me why my throat hurt. I didn't suck any dicks that day. It was a partial today, but it was
today we said to hell with social distancing. It's Saturday, goddammit. But you got a hard dick. Let's do this.
But even the, like, the nurse practitioner, because it's not real doctors. I want to say they're not real doctors, but.
You went to the fucking CVS Minute Clinic. Right. They ain't real doctors. That's they're, Hunter. You got evaluated by fucking Hunter.
Hunter's a pharmacist, not a nurse practitioner.
Well, if they're, whoever they got in a white coat when they see people standing in the fucking line, and mm-hmm. they get them out, okay?
Okay.
You were saw by fucking Hunter.
All right. Well, Hunter told me that even though I have the symptoms, I might not show as positive yet. So it usually when you start feeling sick, it takes a couple days for it to actually like get into your system enough to where you could test positive for whatever they're trying to do to you.
They said 14 on this too, right?
Yeah. It could take up to 10 days to show symptoms. Then it's 2 weeks recovery for minor cases and then up to 6 weeks for recovery.
See, we were joking about it on our last episode when we had Bobby Moore on because he was sick for like a week straight. And we were joking, oh, you had the Rona, you had the Rona. And he probably fucking did.
He might have.
He probably it's fucking did at this point.
It's a lot in New Jersey.
Even though I heard it doesn't affect black people.
Nothing does.
I read on black Twitter that they're it doesn't superior, affect black people.
They're superior race.
Superior genetics. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
They're superior genetics. They can fight everything.
It was something I read on Twitter because some dude was like, hey, real talk. Who in the hood knows anybody with fucking corona right now?
Right. Nobody.
And honestly, I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole in a little bit, too. Who knows anybody personally?
I don't.
You know, it's if you hear about something, it's usually like you said, it's some dude, you know, from the other side of work or some, you know, my neighbor's fucking cousin or my fucking kid's teacher's brother. You know, it's never anybody that you know firsthand. Like, who the fuck have you seen? Who do you know?
Right, nobody. My sister was saying that she has a friend that works in, I guess, I don't know what he is, but he works in the hospital. And was saying that young people were being put on ventilators, like 20-year-olds. And I'm like, well, do they vape? And she's like, he said young and healthy. And I'm like, well, they may look young and healthy. But if you're vaping and this thing gives you upper respiratory so bad, you got to be put on a ventilator.
Mm.
I mean, it's just little things like that can affect you so bad, you know, because any kind of smoking affects your lungs.
Well,
that's why you should do edibles, children. Take it from the Duchess.
Dutchie's wisdom. Dutchie's dumpers. So relation to we were guests on The Plunge.
That was so much fun.
This past week. And we just talked for like an hour and a half about dumpers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we talked about. But
talked about dump trucks and chicken dumplings and Kim Kardashian.
If you want to get some extra
dumpiness
of our voices or whatever because you missed a week, go ahead and check out The Plunge last week. But yeah, I guess since, you know, we're fucking just getting into it, let's just get into it. You know, like, this is kind of why, you know, this was another reason why I just wanted to skip last week, because last week I was so frustrated with coronavirus. I was over it. I didn't want to hear about it. I didn't want to talk about it. You know, like, Randy asked us all, like, hey, do you guys want to do a corona roundtable? And I'm like, that is like literally the last thing I want to do right now, because that's all we've been talking about. That's all you hear about. Like, hey, don't leave the house. You can't leave the house. So what do? You fucking stay glued to the goddamn news that's perpetuating this fucking boogeyman flu, right. You know, shit. I told the guy at work, I'm like, I feel like I'm in the bird box, dude, because everybody is scared about this invisible fucking force that you can't see, you know. And I mean, I understand. I'm not completely retarded. I mean, I'm just a piece fucking retarded. I know that's how it is. You're not supposed to see it because then that means that, you know, like, things are fucking working. But goddamn, dude, like, it just doesn't add up to me. And we've been saying the whole time that it's been, you know, like a thing in the background. Like, is this real? You know, like, well, come on.
And I thought that I had, like, a candle in the wind because I was...
Who the fuck are you, Elton John? Princess Diana and them?
I had put in the chat and then I had said...
Oh, your master fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah, because I was so proud of myself because... I had told you.
To you that day.
Oh, just that day?
That day. Okay. It was extra.
It was extra.
Yeah, you got extra that day.
I was watching Donald Trump's State of the Union because Logan had come home and saying that Trump's ugly and he can't run the country because of his looks. So he just happened to be talking on the TV that day. So I was listening to him. And he was saying how he negotiated with China to get our, you know, external, internal imports, whatever, situated because they've been taking advantage of us for us so long. So I'm like, what if they sent this fucking virus over here because Donald Trump was like, y'all ain't fucking us no more on our trade agreement. And now they're like, well, we're going to fuck you so you don't get reelected in 2020 because the economy is going to go to shit.
Well, that is a big conspiracy theory that this was.
Yeah. And then Mr. Adam Simmons was like, bitch, that's been going on. And I'm like,
Hold on a second. Do we need to address them?
No, I think they're fine. Okay. It's the middle of the day. If you hear some rustling, that's the boys rustling.
Oh, it sounded like upstairs. One of them got hurt. Like
no, Lucas just screams for no reason.
Oh, well, he hit the floor hard.
If he's not, I told him when I'm at home, I'm like, if you're not bleeding or hungry, just stay upstairs.
Remember back in the day, those wrestling buddies? They're like those little stuffed animals that were
my brother had wrestlers. One. He had Macho Man.
That's what I envision they're doing up there. They're just jumping off the fucking bed on each other like they're wrestling buddies. They probably are. Shit.
Yeah, so I was like, what if this is just this big thing to like get back at Donald Trump for not...
And it makes sense. You know? And it makes sense. And trust me, you know me. Like as each day goes by, I become more and more conspiratorial in my mm-hmm. line of thinking, and that stems from trust issues just in general, and like what I'm ingesting, in my personal time for entertainment, and it just kind of makes fucking sense, mm-hmm. Because more and more it's being illustrated to me that, there's more that meets the fucking eye. Everything's fucking Transformers, dude. There's more that meets the fucking eye. Everything's got something else going on in the background. Look while I'm doing this over here so I can fuck you over here. That's what I'm waiting to see what this whole goddamn virus thing turns out to be. What happened for the last month while we've been fucking, oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world. Then when this thing blows over, it's gonna be like, oh, by the way, while that shit was going on, we fucked you over here.
Well, there was something in the news that said there was a guy, I forget what his name was or what cabinet he was, but he had warned people 3 weeks before the shit even got here that it was coming. And then it gets here and it's only really, I don't want to say it's only really dangerous because it's dangerous to people with autoimmune disease and all that other stuff, but it really affects people that are 50 and over. Who are the older people that are in the government? Like everybody in our government is fucking like 50 or over. I'm like, they're trying to take out the whole goddamn U.S. government.
You know what? Another conspiracy theory that I had heard that it was, created in China, and not that it was supposed to be weaponized against us or anything, but it was supposed to be, since it only affects predominantly older people, it was supposed to take out the fucking old population of China. Because there's 1 billion fucking Chinese people over there, and it's a strain on their infrastructure and mm-hmm. all that. So they basically were calling it like a controlled burn. And then somebody else had the point, well, China's already got that fucking social score implemented. Somebody should check and see about, the confirmed deaths over there to see what their fucking social score is. Because maybe they're taking out all the sub 3 stars or whatever,
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these things are possible. I mean, you'd like to think they're not probable or that they're not happening and that you could trust everybody, but you can't. That's the fucking, at the end of the day, you can't, you know?
And that's why it makes me so nervous, because if you're not showing symptoms for so long, then you think you're fine and you're going out into the world, and then all of a sudden 10 days later you get sick as a dog. How many people have you come in contact with?
Well,
those 10 days.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, like you've already said that your work has pulled the plug and you're at home now and you're working from home, and the kids are off of school until fucking April 15th at this point. Yeah, and probably going to be longer.
I don't think they'll go back to school until next year but people need to do their part and stay in the house. But like when I went to Home Depot to get this stuff, and I'm like, I wanted to be in and out. I thought they were going to use the lockers so I could just go in, because that would be the safest thing to do. Just go in, use the locker, and get out. I don't want to stand in a crowd of fucking 100 people.
Right.
And everybody, it was so packed out. And there are people in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. I'm like, if people don't do what they need to do, then this thing isn't going to end. The numbers might get smaller, but no, not everybody could work from home for the rest of their life. The restaurants can't stay drive-through only.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say, is that, like Adam, has said to me, he called me the other day and he was kind of freaking out because he's a pizza chef and his industry is essentially down. He's one of the people that's being hit the hardest, and then mm-hmm. like Mikey T from Failing Hollywood, he works in Hollywood. Right. They shut down production on everything out there because it's non-essential, shit.
Mm-hmm.
He calls me and he's like, how are you holding up? And I hate to fucking say it, but I'm like, my life hasn't changed, bro. Aside from going to Publix and not being able to find fucking toilet paper for whatever reason, like I get up in the morning, I go to work, I do my shit, I'm living my life. I come home at the end of the day, I fucking have dinner with my family. I'm doing my thing. My life has literally not changed. Right. And I'm lucky to say that because I'm in the channel that I'm in, like they shut down all of our bars too. And all of our restaurants too. So people that work at my work in that, field in the bars and the restaurant side, they're coming to work with us now. I got a guy coming on Monday morning that I got to fucking train, in our shit now to work in convenience stores and help out with us until this shit blows over, just to keep him working.
Right.
Which is great that our company's doing that. But mm-hmm. I mean, like a lot of fucking people's lives are in upheaval, and that's what it frustrates me and pisses me off even more when I think that this is all for fucking nothing. You know, like I don't want to be like, you know, you motherfuckers, you better goddamn get sick and die. So just so I can be confirmed that it's real. But at the same time, I'm like, nothing's fucking happening, man. And like, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I don't know this shit, you know, but I'm looking at the numbers on this and there's a fucking virus that comes out every 2 to 4 years on goddamn election years. And what I've heard about the swine flu was that it had a 60% kill rate.
Right.
You catch the fucking, or was it the bird flu? One of them fucking.
It was swine flu because I was pregnant with Logan when that came out and I was freaking out.
60%.
Yeah.
If you contracted it, you had a better chance of dying than living. And this one, it's like a fucking slightly more stronger version than the fucking flu. Like this is flu season ramped up a little bit and everyone's shutting the fuck down. Nothing shut down in 2009. Nothing shut down in 2004. Nothing shut down. Right. Ever with that shit, and they were supposedly worse. So that's why I'm like, come on, man, like this is some fucking serious fuckery.
Yeah, because I don't know if the swine flu, how you contracted it, but it seems like this one's a little bit more aggressive on how you can get it, because it doesn't just die if it gets on something stationary like plastic or metal. Like it could live. It doesn't need a host.
I saw that yesterday. It could stay on cardboard for 24 hours. I got that from work, actually, because, you know, of all of our packaging and whatnot.
So I think that maybe this is a little bit more volatile just because of the time it takes for it to actually die off rather than, I'm not sure, like I said, what the swine flu was, but maybe like it can only be transmitted person to person, to where this one can be transmitted to like inanimate object.
Right.
And then somebody else could touch it and then get it. Because really, they explain what the virus was and how it looks, and it has little hooks. So if you touch something that has it on there, it hooks onto your skin, and that's what happens when you touch your face, and it goes up into your nasal cavities and then gets into your lungs and stuff like that. So it's like it hooks into you, and then you touch your face, that's when you're fucked. That's why they're saying wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you should be doing that fucking, you should be doing that anyway, you know. So this is just a really good exercise in how to be an adult for adults,
right?
You know,
and antibacterial doesn't do shit. Don't use your antibacterial stuff. You need to wash your hands for 20 seconds and get that shit done.
Laughing at these motherfuckers that are just buying all that shit. You know, and that's another thing. Like, I really don't understand the toilet paper.
No, I don't understand that one either.
You still can't find toilet paper in the, like, I've been to Publix 3 times this week, you know, and that's another thing. You know, like, I was belittled by a woman in Publix yesterday because I was in the fucking store and she was like, y'all motherfuckers just know you just been shopping 2 days ago. I can't believe y'all back in the store. That's disrespectful. Oh, y'all need to be ashamed of yourself. And I'm like, I have to come to the store 3 fucking times because when I come on Friday, there's no milk. And then when I come on Monday, there's no fucking eggs. And then when I come back now, maybe I can grab the shit that wasn't here before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because everybody's supposed to stay in the house. What are they doing? They're glued to the fucking news that's preaching this doom and gloom shit. Oh my God, it's the fucking end of days. You gotta run out and you gotta grab all this shit. So they run out and they grab all the shit and nothing's fucking changing.
You know what people need to do is they need to start rationing. When the kids asked me yesterday if they can have chocolate milk, I'm like, no. Because last time Dad went to the store, there was no milk. So if Dad finds a gallon of milk today, then yes, you can have one glass of milk. But if he doesn't, then no, you can't have any fucking chocolate milk. Drink some water. People need to start rationing stuff. Like Logan, he's like, can I have some bagel bites? I'm like, bitch, you ate 2 hours ago. You can wait another 2 hours. You have to like make sure that you're like doing this like smart.
He's freaking the fuck out because stores are out of ramen. And that kid lives on ramen on regular basis. Uh-huh. So he's like, I want some ramen. Sorry, bro. There's a ramen shortage right now. I guess you're going to have to not be picky or you're going to die.
Let me say something. Speaking of ramen, I saw did you see the thing it was a news clip of Donald Trump and this lady, and he was calling it the Chinese virus.
Oh God, yeah, that's the new fucking thing. What to call it? What to fucking call it? No, oh my God, because he called it Chinese virus, and that just solidifies that he's racist.
He's like, why do you call it? She's like, somebody else didn't call it the Chinese virus. He goes, it came from China. That's why
he called it. How about this?
He's funny.
How about this? My initial response was, do you call Chinese food because it came from China?
Right.
You know, but their whole thing is, oh, well, it's got, you know, different names and most people are referring it to it by either COVID-19 or coronavirus. So the fact that he won't do that is just A, him being a child, and B, him, you know, fucking solidifying his racist fucking supporter base or whatever.
It's whatever. I think it's funny.
It's so fucking stupid, dude, because like everything, you know.
Don't eat fucking bats that eat nasty rats that are infected with shit. Then we wouldn't get sick.
It's like, remember, you know what the fuck? fucking thought I had was, remember like 2 months ago when I pulled up that fucking mega bat and I showed you that thing? Mm-hmm. What if that's what they were eating?
Flying
the
foxes?
Thing that was the thing as big as a fucking kid, dude.
Probably might be. You never know. They say, well.
Because how much meat they going to get off a little bat? Those are like fucking shrimp nibblers.
Yeah, it's like putting like a little fucking shish kebab or whatever.
But what
they were saying it came from the Chinese.
The Wuhan market.
Yeah. And that shit is nasty. Because it's funny. I've seen Googling the Wuhan
market.
It.
Yeah. If
you Google Wuhan, it comes up Wuhan disgusting. Like
that's the auto pop.
Yeah. That's the auto thing if you Google it.
So, and what I was going to say was, is though, the staying off the news and staying off the social media too, because like that's what I saw yesterday all over is what he was trying to fucking call the virus or whatever, and people all up in arms and doing that shit because they've gotten literally nothing else to do.
Right.
They're on social media and they're on the fucking news, and that's if you were to believe everything that you read on Facebook right now, mm-hmm. and then you would open the door, you would thought that it would have been like The Walking Dead out there. I would have been looking both ways for fucking walkers coming and having to make a dash to the car, and like I would going out there with guns and shit the way that it's being fucking perpetuated.
Right.
And that's not the case, and that's what's so goddamn frustrating about this shit,
My boss Wes, when I went in back into work on Thursday, he was saying that they went to Bass Pro Shops one day, I forget which day it was, and the parking lot was packed, but you walk in the store, it was empty. Everybody was at the gun counter buying ammunition, and they were out. They only had ammunition for like specialty guns that like nobody has. I'm like, they're gonna think people are gonna start looting shit? And he was like, they could try to loot my house. I'll blow a hole in my door real quick. I need a new one anyway.
And you know what? It's fucked up to say, but it's shit like this that makes me think about stuff like that. Because what did I tell you? We're supposed to be getting this goddamn coronavirus stimulus check, you know, and it's supposed to be $2,400 for a couple like us. And you said extra for kids or whatever. It's supposed to stimulate the economy. What the fuck are people going to buy when there's nothing there? They're going to just use this to pay the rent and the bills that they can't pay now.
Right.
You know, so it's not stimulating shit. This is just fucking a bridge to get people by. They can't go out and buy shit. But what did I say? I'll use ours to buy a fucking gun. And then now's a good time to learn how to fucking shoot a gun. Because it's really waking me up to realize, you know, how shit can be. And it sucks that it had people to take boogeyman flu to fucking get this shit, you know, mm-hmm. in my brain like that. But you know what? It's a sad state when you see motherfuckers walking out with a goddamn sky-high thing of fucking toilet paper, you know?
Because right. People are fucking selfish. They don't care about anybody but themselves. If you are going out and braving this coronavirus and shopping for the elderly, then that's fine. Because people that have 7 gallons of milk on the register, I mean, you really don't know what they're doing with that milk. I hope they're not keeping it for themselves. I hope that they're giving it to people that can't go out or are scared to go out because of what's happening. But you just need to... People are just so... selfish.
Well, you know, we have a mutual friend that I saw on Facebook said that she was going to Publix yesterday, and she mm-hmm. saw she was walking up and saw an old lady sitting in her car crying. Aww. And she went and knocked on the window, and the woman told her she was scared to go inside because there's so many people and this and that, and she asked her what she needed, and this girl that we know had most of the stuff in her cart, so she just gave her shit and then went back and got more or whatever.
That's and more people. We need more people like that.
It sucks that it takes, you know, something like this to fucking wake that up, you mm-hmm. know. Hopefully when everything is said and done, we'll just, it's kind of like, you know, when 9/11 happened, everybody was a little nicer for a little bit, you know, after that, you know, people right. were checking on you and shit. And whenever there's like a tragedy, you know, we get it a lot down here when there's hurricanes, you know, like I'm big on that. Like last time the fucking hurricane was supposedly coming right at us, I didn't go to work that day. Me and Carp went to the fucking lumber yard and got them, you know, plywood for everybody's house. And I was standing in his backyard with a circular saw taking down a fucking rickety ass, swing set and yeah. shit, and helping him get fortified, and you know, trying to fucking get two rings fortified and doing all that shit. I mean, like that's what that's that adversity is supposed to bring everybody together. And unfortunately mm-hmm. when shit gets good, people forget about the bad times, and then they kind of just, you know, fuck you, I'm worried about me, you know, it's your shit's not important, I'm, you know, more important than you. And that's unfortunate.
Right. Take care of your shit first, of course, but then when your shit's taken care of, see who needs help.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that in the beginning, not a lot of people were really given this much thought, you know, ourselves included.
Right.
And I think that that's why they started bringing, you know, if you want to go down the conspiratorial path, I think that's why they went, you know, like all of a sudden, bam, Tom Hanks has it. And it's like, oh my God, Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then it's got the fucking, you know, the attention of Andy all the stupid fucking white too. People and yeah. shit. But I mean, I'm just in the beginning, you know, just in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't quite enough. So then they shut down all the sports. And then all the fucking blue collar and the ham and eggers were like, what the fuck? You know, I can't watch my goddamn NBA and I can't do it. It was March Madness, you know?
I think they said that two guys on the Lakers had it.
There's a bunch of fucking basketball players that allegedly have it, you know? Like, I don't know, man. Like, and then I think I told you, did you see the fucking reaction video from Tom Hanks's kid?
Mm-mm.
Maybe I should try to find it. Fucking, he's the guy that was all like reggae'd out, you know, and talks with a black scent and shit, which I mean, I'm not throwing shade. I talk with a black scent sometimes when I get a few drinks in me and I'm around Bobby Moore, whatever. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But this guy's got this whole fucking persona and he's doing this video about his dad, you know, like saying, oh, my, you know, my parents, you know, they're all fine and good. They're just hanging out, da da da. He's doing it with no shirt on and he's got all these fucking tattoos on and he's got the goddamn Illuminati period mm-hmm. or a pyramid right fucking on his goddamn, like under his neck. The fucking all seeing eye, the goddamn looking like a whole ass dollar bill on fucking Twitter and
so
shit.
So you think Tom Hanks is in the Illuminati?
I think they all are, dude. I think they fucking all are.
It wouldn't be out of the question.
Are they're using him the same way they use fucking, you know, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James and all the other motherfuckers, you know, that are in positions of power and shit?
That could be.
Like, that's the way that they're getting everybody's attention. Look, celebrity. Mm-hmm. This celebrity's sick. Oh, you know, those are the only people that you're seeing are fucking confirmed cases. You know, Donovan Mitchell from the fucking Utah Jazz and Rudy Gobert and fucking, you know, two Lakers tested positive and fucking half a dozen, you know, Oklahoma City players tested positive. Those are the only fucking things you're seeing. You got Idris Elba's got the fucking Rona, you know, like yeah. you ain't seeing your neighbor down the fucking road, you know, and now that could be because they're only having enough tests. For the fucking famous people because they have enough money to get tested. But then even again, like I said, the fucking tests are coming back inconclusive. So
they won't test you unless you have confirmed that you've been in contact with somebody that has tested positive for the coronavirus or you won't get tested. And that's scary too. So that's why when people do start getting flu-like symptoms, they just stay at home. And then a few days later when they can't breathe is when they go in, then they have to be put on oxygen. So even if you think you have slight symptoms, you're not even going to be able to be confirmed because they just don't have the means.
Well, if you want my recommendation, stay the fuck off social media, stay the fuck off the news, spend some time with your family at the house, you know, you're at home, take advantage of, you know, a bad situation, stop fucking, you know, going online and just perpetuating this fucking boogeyman flu shit that's going on, dude, because right. It reminds me a lot, I think I told you this, it reminds me a lot of the election when Trump and Clinton were going at it, and you go on social media and like it's just, you see people that you know turning into fucking monsters, turning into absolute fucking just goddamn vampires on fucking it's Facebook terrible. And shit. I'm like, I thought I knew you, and right. now you're on there and your fucking fangs are out and shit. I'm like, I almost want to just like not know you anymore, right. you know?
I have a couple people like that are actually in my family that I'm just like, I can't.
I told you, I got kicked out of the Disney World pass holders Facebook group. I got kicked the fuck out over coronavirus. I got kicked out of a Facebook group. Yep. For Disney World over coronavirus. And this was last week because we had, it wasn't last weekend, we went 2 weekends ago. And it was Monday morning or Tuesday morning. And somebody was like, hey, we've got plans to go to Disney World. And this was before, obviously, Disney World got shut down and everything. But we got plans to go on a trip. Should we reschedule? Has anyone been there? And I was like, I was there yesterday. And here I am alive to tell the tale. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, the full fury of every Karen on fucking Facebook came down on my head. How dare you? How dare you make light of what's going on in the world, you uneducated fuck. Like, holy shit, dude. God forbid. You know, mm-hmm. I guess we'll add that to the fucking list. And I got canceled the fuck out, dude. Cancel culture touched me real good. Oh, well, fuck Facebook, dude.
Right.
I can't, dude. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, like I said, this is all building up to last week why, you know, everything coming together like a perfect storm where I just was like, fuck it. I don't even want to record. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not a fucking expert on any of this shit. I'm more of a fucking tinfoil hatter, you know, if I had to be something. So I'm going to get on there and talk a bunch of fucking nonsense and I'm going to piss off a bunch of people. And, you know, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the fucking mood.
I look at the extreme and then I look at the positive, and then I just figure like it's somewhere in the middle. Like I've said before, if you just do what you need to do, don't go out unless you have to. and keep your distance and wash your hands, I feel like you're going to be fine. As long as everybody practices that, I think that we can get it taken care of. See, and I don't ever think that it might not never be 100% cured. Because there's always going to be
We always have the flu. We have a flu season.
Well, that's what I mean.
So, I mean, it could be every year.
Right.
And for all we know, it could be nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
All these confirmed cases and confirmed deaths. I mean, show me. I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen anybody. What, the fucking news is telling me that there's confirmed cases? I don't fucking know that. So, you know, the biggest thought that I've always had, too, throughout this whole thing is that I always thought there was going to be a big false flag to, you know, get everybody to unite and, you know, kind of make everything go to that one world, you know, that one world, new world order thing. And I always thought that it was going to be a false flag alien invasion because there's nothing that would unite the world quicker than a foreign, like a true foreign threat, you know, from outside this world that would make us forget about race and religion and all that, and that we're just people and we have to combine forces to fight that. I always thought that that was going to be the false flag.
Yeah.
They were going to stage an alien invasion, get everybody all fucking scared and, you know, up in arms and shit, and then they were going to roll out their new thing. Maybe it's a fucking false flag goddamn virus, you know, because I've already heard that they want to burn the money. Because the money is a conductor of fucking, you know, it's going to be, what do you say? What the fuck is the word?
I don't know.
Contagious.
Okay.
It's, the money is, you know, going to spread the fucking shit around because it's contagious or whatever. So they want to burn the money. Next thing you know, they're going to be asking you to report to your fucking local DMV to get your goddamn microchip in your arm. You know, like that's end of day shit. And I was telling Two Rings this on the phone the other day, and he's just quiet. And I'm like, are you there? And he's like, I hate it when you fucking start talking like this.
Because you freak him out.
I'm like, dude, like, you got to think about shit like this. Listen, and I used to be Mr. Official Story, dude. Like, if they're saying that this is what happened, that fucking happened. But how many times do they have to fuck you and lie to you to your face before you're like, are they doing it right now?
Right.
You know, are they doing it right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
If it's shown us anything, it's that people are selfish and don't care.
Well, that's obvious. Mm-hmm. That's obvious. And if they are doing it as a false flag to unite everybody so that they can, you know, roll out their fucking one world government, well, then y'all failed.
Right. And the people that are staying and putting themselves at risk are the hospital workers, the nurses, and the doctors. And I read that because of the lack in medical supplies, doctors are having to reuse their masks. They can't even use new masks.
Yeah, because these dumb fucks are buying those too, thinking that they're doing something. They ain't even doing nothing.
Right, right.
It's mass hysteria. And that's what I'm saying. It pisses me off so much that people are so glued to, you know, fucking the news and the social media and everything, because they're buying it, you know, right up. And they can flip it on me and say the exact same thing and be like, oh, well, you're buying everything the fucking same Triple H says, and you're buying everything the fucking you hear on the conspiracy side. And I'm like, no, it's not. All it is presenting a fucking, you know, possibility that what you're getting from the official story isn't fucking true.
Right. If you go on Facebook and you go to your, like, your little, like, I don't know, like your information, they have a COVID-19 information center that you can click on where you usually see, like, the most recent or whatever. So they have a map up here now that looks like that game you used to play.
Yep.
Called Plague. And it shows you all the confirmed cases. It shows you all the confirmed deaths. But like you said, are they? Are they really?
I don't know.
Like, and I just don't know for sure.
The one that has me interested, which, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking, you know, a tech guy or anything. You know, maybe I should have fucking called in, you know, my boy Tom for this one because he's super IT. You know, the 5G conspiracy theory is one that's interesting too, because we've said for years, not knowing anything, with no scientific background or anything, just two motherfuckers talking, that all this shit in the air, all the fucking Wi-Fi and the fucking cell signals and the fucking everything floating through the air can't be fucking good for us. You
Logan
know,
hates 5G. Every time the T-Mobile commercial comes on, he's like, they shouldn't even be using that. It gives you brain cancer.
And he might be right.
He might be right.
There's something about it, you know, and people are like, well, there's been 5G for years. Yeah, and I told you the same thing. We've had 5G on our internet. We have a regular Wi-Fi network, and we have a 5G Wi-Fi network. And you connect to that 5G network, and it's dog shit because it's not true 5G. They're rolling out the real deal shit right now, and where'd they fucking start it? They rolled it out in goddamn Wuhan. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is just a fucking, you know, a whole thing to cover up the fact that they're trying to roll out this new 5G internet, and it affected people in a, you know, in a bad way. So they had to do something. So here, fucking boogeyman flu.
That could be too.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how many times I could say that I'm not an expert in this. I haven't even looked into it. I've heard other people talking about it, and it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a lot more sense to...
It's always a cover-up for a cover-up.
Girl, you know... And last week, we actually had a guest lined up, too, and I want to take a minute to apologize to him, because I know he would have been all over this shit. We have Mr. Juan Ayala coming on. He's from the Juan on Juan podcast in Orlando, and he covers all this shit. That's actually how we found each other. Like, he found our Saturn Time Cube episode, and he talks about all that shit. And he was going to come on last week, and I know we had a lot of conspiracies to go over with this shit. So, I mean, I hated to pull the plug on him, but we're going to get him rescheduled and get him on soon, and we're going to get fucking weird. So
I like it.
Yeah. Don't worry, Juan. And he says he listens to the show, so I know you're going to hear this, Juan. We're gonna get weird, buddy. Don't worry about it. What else do we have on coronavirus? Do you want to just get all the fucking shitty dad jokes out of the way, and then we could take a break?
That sounds good.
Because, I mean, we have to, doing a podcast during the end of the world, you have to be, and you're going to talk about coronavirus, you have to say, my corona, right?
Oh, that's terrible.
You have to say, I'll take, what are the corona beer jokes? I'm coming down with a case of corona.
Yep.
What have you seen?
I saw a corona in a fridge, and then everybody else in the fridge had a mask on. Like, it had the beer on the one side of the fridge, and it had, like, apples and shit on the other side, and it put little masks on.
Oh, I did see that. I have to admit that I got involved, too, because my friend Emil, his wife, posted something about, like, all the quarantine babies that are going to be popping up shit.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, we're going to call them little coronitas. And I got so many fucking laughy faces on there. And I was like, dad joke.
I saw the stocks in erectile dysfunction medicines went up.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. Why? Everybody be fucking.
Well, everybody be fucking anyway.
Not when you're not stuck at home.
I guess.
I'll tell you what, working from home was supposed to be like cool.
Relaxing?
It's not. It's not relaxing at all, especially when you got these two trying to fight each other and then they come running downstairs and they don't understand. Like, I still have to take phone calls.
Well, it's going to get real interesting next week when Logan has to start e-learning.
I know.
And he has to technically be on the computer doing classwork. And you said it's regimented as fuck. It's attendance at this time to this time, we're doing that. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if that's how it's going to be, but it's nice that they have put together the itinerary for the kids, because at least, because they need structure. And I'm really bad with structure. So I'm glad that they did it for me. I got to say, I love Logan's school, because they're being really proactive in this, because who knows if they're even going to go back to school before the end of the year. But we had purchased him a laptop that he doesn't know about that's coming on Sunday so he can do the e-learning, because I need my computer for work.
Yeah, how about that? That's what our fucking stimulus is going to, an unexpected laptop for our kids so he could remote learn.
Yeah, remote learning. So we bought, and then as soon as we purchased this laptop, there's a message from the school that says, if you guys need iPads or some, if you guys need to use the iPads that we use for learning at school, you can lease them and just, well, you don't have to pay for them, but you just come in and sign a form that says, I'm taking this home with me. And they can use the iPads that they use at school to e-learn, which is awesome.
Well, it's a good.
And that's why, another reason why I'm so fortunate that we're able to just be able to drop that for him. You know, there's a lot of people out there that can't even
afford
to buy bread when you can find it, and we have to purchase hundreds of dollars for a laptop.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, and that's another thing that was pointed out to me, too, is, like, you know, how the timing of this with us moving and everything, you know, like, because I'm like, my life hasn't changed. I'm deemed an essential job function. I still have to get up and go to work every day, which I think is hilarious that, you know, I work in beer, but we're essential job function. So, I mean, there's...
Because you're in grocery stores.
Well, that's the loophole, is we service grocery stores, which are deemed essential function. But I'm like, come on, we're dealing with beer here, you know. But there's your dad joke there. But I'm like, you know, my life hasn't changed. If anything... I'm like fucking record mortgage rate lows. Like, we're buying a house right now. So I'm like fucking all woo-hoo and shit. And people are like, how dare you? You're so selfish. How dare you? How dare you say that?
Yeah, well,
because when everything blows over and everyone, you know, remembers the great fucking boogeyman flu of 2020, you know, we're going to be left with a goddamn good mortgage rate. So I'm sorry.
Well, and it's not just us. People, they were refinancing the first week that the stock market crashed. And everybody that had 4% mortgage rates, they all refinanced to take advantage. So it's not just people like us. Everybody.
How about further pushing that fucking conspiracy agenda when not all of them, but a good portion of the senators found out that this was going to happen and the stocks were going to crash. They all sold their shit.
Yeah.
That's scumbag shit,
dude. That's why the stock market crashes like they do, because everybody pulls out their money.
Yeah, well, all the people in the know.
Yep. You know, it crashes. People pull out their money, and it crashes.
And then they go back.
They go back and they buy up everything at a lower cost.
That's why the fucking, you know, the families that run the world, the Rothschilds and the fucking, you know, the Bilderbergs and all that shit, like, that's why they're a thing, because they know how to fucking game the system. And right. You and me and everybody else that doesn't, and we're just fucking paycheck to paycheck, and we're going to be crippled by this shit. You know, we don't know how to do that.
$40,000 out of retirement. Like, I didn't look at yours, but it's just, that's where it goes. I mean, it'll build itself back up, but it's still a loss.
Yeah, it's fucked. That's what's fucked up to think about this shit possibly being, you know, a fucking hoax, or, you know, or not even a hoax, because I do believe that there is a sickness, and I do believe that people are getting sick, and I'm not saying that it's fake, but the origins and the intent and all that, that's what's up in the air for debate and interpretation. And if this is all just some shit to, you know, enact martial law on the fucking people and take away civil liberties and shit, then that's fucked up.
Absolutely. And their main focus being that reelecting Trump in 2020.
Yeah, because that's going to matter, you know?
Right.
Actually, I take that back, you know, and I'm not... This is again, you know, like, we try to distance ourselves from politics and all that shit just because everybody else does it. I'm not smart enough to talk about it. It's not fun to talk about. I rather would keep things light and stupid or whatever. But here's the thing. Trump... I'm not a Trump supporter. I'll just say that right out of the gate. And... But he's not the typical politician. He's not the fucking...
That's why we elected him the first time.
Well, he's not... Well, whoever did. I didn't vote for him, but...
I didn't vote at all.
I think what he represents to the fucking... To the people that are, you know, is he's fucking bucking the system. So the same old Saturn-worshipping, devil fucking baby blood-drinking, you know, fucking adrenochrome-popping Clintons and the fucking, you know...
Right.
Career politicians of the world want to get him the fuck away because he's fucking up their system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think feel like that's why he was elected in the first place, because he wasn't a career politician. He was a businessman. And they felt like the United States needed to be run as a business for once. And that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, and that's the pretty much feather in his cap is that he had a good economy, which is gone now. So fucking boom. Yeah,
that's, you know? Because I feel like it's because of what he did with China.
Well, time will tell, I guess.
Time will tell.
Let's steer away from this a little bit. Being stuck in the house, you know, we did say that we had the surprise drop from Alkaline Trio, which was nice. We also, you know, Frozen's being pushed through. I've seen some other things that are being pushed through, you know, digitally.
Garth Brooks is having a concert or something on Monday. He's having an
e-concert. You know, what I was gonna say is we had the opportunity to check out the new Bert Kreischer special.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
He dropped that for, I don't know if that was intentional or not. But there was a new Bert Kreischer, and I like fucking,
hey, big boy,
old machine. I like that guy, man. What'd you think about that?
I really liked it. You could tell that he's gained some weight since their weight loss challenge when he took his shirt off.
He looks the same to me.
Oh no, he got fatter. But
he
got fatter. But I think he's funny. I always thought he was funny. I like that he talks about real life shit with his kids and stuff. And I don't feel like 100% of it is like happened, but it's still funny.
You know what? Every time I start to feel like a bad dad, like if I watch him, like I feel a whole lot better about myself.
Right. Well, he told the period story, and there was a video that I had showed Casey that I used to work with, like when I still worked at my old job. Like, it had to have been over a year ago. So it was an older story, but it was still really funny.
What do you mean?
How Isla got her period, and she was throwing a period party, and she wanted red velvet cake.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say, is at the end, he showed all, like, his old stories and like, Instagram posts and shit, like, to validate, like, all his stories are true. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of what, you know, people shit on Bert. You know, because he's not a quote unquote real comic. He's not a real comedian because he just tells stories. But I relate to that dude so much. I relate to that dude on a personal level, and then I relate to his style.
His stories, you know, are true. I'm sure that he embellishes to make a point.
Punch it up a little bit, you know.
But I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, man. Check that shit out.
It's called Hey Big Boy.
I don't know where I was going.
Oh, we also watched the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
I completely forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ming and them, because then afterwards I started binging the comic book men.
I'm so sorry, Brother Ming. Like, they they joke on you so bad.
They shit on Ming, dude. Like, I'm like,
and he's so nice.
And that's what I was telling you. I was like, him on that show is exactly how he is in the world. Yeah. Like, I've met him a handful of times now, and every time I see Ming, he's just the nicest, you know, guy. You mm-hmm. know, he's exactly what he is on that fucking show.
Did he end up buying that Catwoman doll?
I think he did.
Where's that Catwoman doll? You should put it in the studio.
He's got a lot in that studio. Yeah. I mean, well, now he's got two locations.
Next time you go, you should look for that Catwoman doll.
I will. I'll ask him about it. I feel bad that I've been to his place to record podcasts the last 2 years, and I haven't watched Comic Book Men until this week. Like, I felt bad about that.
Well, it used to be on what? It used to be
AMC.
On
AMC.
Yeah, so, like, we only watched Walking Dead on that.
Yeah, they watched Walking Dead in years.
So it's cool, though. I like that they had the poker table that they talk at, which that might be
something. I told you I sat at that poker table, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that, it's so fucked up. And I hate to fanboy on it because we're watching it. And I'm like, I saw that. I was there. I knew that guy. I talked to that guy. And you roll your eyes at me like that. I told you.
I'm going to fucking
knock that eye straight. You keep rolling it at me. Don't roll your eyes when you're fucking talking to me.
What did you tell me yesterday?
What?
You told me, like, you roll your eyes at everything. I think that you're giving me attitude, but that's just how you talk. I was like, I've been trying to tell you. What was I talking about yesterday? I was rolling my eyes. I was talking about
the fucking podcast.
No, it was something after that, because you thought I was giving you attitude.
You were giving me attitude.
No, it wasn't. I was talking about something at Walmart or whatever, and then you're like, oh, you just roll your eyes anyway.
You do. It's like a mannerism of yours, and I don't know how to take you, man. Like, you're always so goddamn aggressive.
Mm-mm. I just speak my piece.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I just say what comes out of my mouth.
Do you want to take a quick break and then we will do some Florida nonsense and then get out of here?
Sure.
Okay.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
At Ruck Up Podcast, we take a little bit of a different approach. We take industry professionals from law enforcement, military, security, and outdoors enthusiasts from all around the world, and we hear their story. So let's hear it.
Attack or infiltration or suspected infiltration. And we have to be ready to...
allegedly massacred by the Crown Prince. And I was there not to do with that. I arrived the day after.
Check us out at our website at rockupmedia.com.
Do you like a little comedy in your sports or a little sports in your comedy? Do you want to listen to a sports show that's more like hanging out with your friends for an hour than it is like listening to the talking heads at ESPN? Well, tune into the Inner Circle Sports Show, a weekly dive into the latest news and notes from the sports world, fantasy sports and gambling, and lots of left turns into nonsense like you'll hear in this next clip.
Bro, try accidentally smoking fucking peyote for 6 months and then fucking come talk to me, dog. I thought I was stuck in a fucking perpetual state of deja vu for fucking 6 whole months, dog. I went to a Yankee game and I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, watch, Brett Gardner's gonna get up. He's gonna fucking hit a double and leg it out, or hit a single and leg it out for a double. He's gonna hit it out the fucking left field. And then it did happen and I was like, oh no, what the fuck is going on? But meanwhile, as Riley will tell you, that is just some regular ass fucking Brett Gardner shit. That shit happens 9 times out of 10 in 2009 when he was fucking on fire.
I'm still tripping on accidentally smoking peyote. Like, that seems like a very intentional fucking action.
You're sounding real fucking judgy right now, and I need this to be like a little safety net.
Inner Circle Sports, presented by the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Search for Inner Circle Presents on your favorite podcast app, or check us out on the web at innercirclepn.com.
All right, so we're coming back in. We're going to see what kind of Florida nonsense we have in the midst of the pandemic.
Oh, man, I can only imagine.
So each and every week, our Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's O-H-F-I-S-H-L. And use code HTNS to save 25% off of your order of the beautiful handcrafted T-shirts, hats, and jewelry made by the homie Casual himself. And, I mean, I got to be honest, now is a good time of any to support small business. So if you want to hit up my homeboy, Fernando, and have him make you some nice shirts, I'm sure he'll do that, and he'll throw in a nice little fucking message and some stickers and shit too.
Yeah.
And you can feel good about helping him out, helping him pay his shit, helping him feed his family in this uncertain time.
Yep.
Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
So, first story I got, we're in Orange County, where a Florida man was arrested and charged with felony theft after he allegedly was caught using a garbage can to sneak 66 rolls of toilet paper out of a Marriott hotel.
Oh my gosh, 66 rolls of toilet paper.
That's the thing, though. I'm going to keep beating this dead horse. The fucking media is like perpetuating this fear machine, and this guy's like, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. I need toilet paper. Mm-hmm. I need all this toilet paper. What can I do? And he goes to the fucking hotel and he robs the hotel.
There's a video on Facebook that I saw that had a dad who actually did math for the toilet paper. So he was saying that if a family of four went to Costco and they bought, you know, because they have like those big, what you call?
Yeah.
Big things of toilet paper. Like there was a family that went there and bought like all this toilet paper. He was like, you going to buy this toilet paper for to last you the 14 days that you're supposed to stay in quarantine means that each of you have to take 182 shits a day to use all the toilet paper for the 2 weeks.
That was another dad joke thing. It was like about the toilet paper. They were like, it's not, you don't get diarrhea. It's quarantine, not Chipotle or something right? like that.
Yeah, it's quarantine. I saw that one too. I'm trying to find the video with that dad because he was really funny, but I can't. But okay. You get the gist of it.
Angel Esteban Hernandez Cinto. Wow, that's a weird name. Hernandez Cinto.
Mexicans usually have multiple names.
It's all one word. I've obviously heard of Hernandez before, but this is Hernandez Cinto.
Maybe they just took the hyphen out.
Because
maybe they're possibly against hyphens like me.
Maybe.
Shout out.
31 years old, was arrested in the early morning hours of Thursday. On Thursday. You know,
just putting words together.
I proofread these to get my notes, but I don't check them for grammatical errors, you know? And I mean, work for any of these news outlets.
I was going to say, it's crazy that there are so many grammatical errors considering they are journalists for a living. Right. And then they have to go through the editor.
Yeah. There's checks and balances here. They're skirting the system.
Yeah.
Angel Esteban Hernandez Cinto, 31, was arrested in the early morning hours on Thursday after police responded to a security guard's call complaining that a man was stealing toilet paper from the hotel. Mm-hmm. At 1:30 a.m., the guard said he was on regular patrols when he noticed suspicious activity from Hernandez Cinto.
Okay.
I hope they keep using the name, too, because I love saying Hernandez Cinto.
No, I don't.
Quote, security saw Angel pushing a trash can toward his Honda van. He opened the rear of the van and took a trash bag from the can and put it in his van. Wow, it's like a Dr. Seuss. He took a trash bag from the van to the can to the open a van and the can and the can and the van.
Mm-mm.
He found it suspicious as to why he put the bag in his van and peeked through the window and noticed the bag was full of unused toilet paper that belonged to the hotel. Hernandez Cinto was able to execute his alleged toilet paper heist because he worked for a cleaning company that services the hotel. Security counted rolls valued at $65 and expressed an eagerness to testify against the alleged thief. Fucking nerd. Fucking mall cop Paul Blart ass. Fucking, he expressed an eagerness at $65 worth of fucking doo-doo paper.
Right.
Come on, man. Hernandez Cinto was said to have admitted to taking the toilet paper when confronted, explaining to police that he was doing it out of a sense of charity for the less fortunate. So he was going to Robin Hood that shit.
Yeah, right. He's lying.
Hernandez Cinto was charged with theft from a public lodging facility, which is a third-degree felony. He was handcuffed and taken to the Orange County Jail before being released later the same morning on $2,500 bond.
Taking from a hotel is a third-degree felony?
I get.
What about all those
from
shampoo?
A public lodging?
Oh, well, that's a hotel.
I know, but it's a wider net.
It's like, how many times have we taken shampoos and conditioners and little lotions and stuff?
Bro, did you know that, speaking of which, and speaking of fucking Disney World, did you know that the shower stuff they have there, people love it so much that you could buy full-size bottles of that shit?
Because awesome.
They steal the fucking shampoo and shit from Disney World so bad that Disney came out with full-size-ass bottles that you can order now.
That's awesome. I would. I like that stuff that we get at the hotel. It's like all organic, like seaweed stuff because it has like seagrass in it and whatever.
It better be for what we're paying for it.
I know, right? Which I was bummed because we canceled our weekend.
Well, we have to. They're shut down. You know, and that's one thing I wanted to say, too, when we were talking about the virus stuff, is that all these cancellations and shutdowns, I felt at the time, and I still do feel that it's not necessarily because of what's going on, but more so the pressure from the public to do it. You know, like, I think that, you know, people are like, well, why are these things still happening and you're doing nothing? And, like, right. That's why they're fucking shutting everything down.
They had to finally shut down the beaches on Friday because people weren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Motherfucking Hunter from The Plunge is here on spring break right now. In the middle of fucking self-quarantine.
How did he get here?
On a goddamn airplane.
I thought they weren't flying.
He anymore. Fucking hit, dude, he hit me up
he ain't coming last here.
Week or whatever, and he was like, Wutzkies, I'm in Florida. I'm like, what?
You're not coming to our house, coronavirus.
I was talking to Riley yesterday, and I was like, dude, he's about an hour away, and that's not a problem. I would drive to see him and shit, but like at this point, bro, if shit pops off, I'll give you my address and I'll house you, but I ain't fucking driving down there, dude.
Where is he at?
He's in Venice. He's at Venice Beach. His girlfriend's parents have a house down in Venice or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, yeah. I love that you're here with total disregard, Hunter.
Well, he is a pharmacist, so he could just treat himself.
He's in the know.
He's in the know.
Hunter is Illuminati in training. Mm-hmm. He's in the fucking know. Next one I got is St. Petersburg, where a Florida woman was accused of having sex outside of a hospital, and she even wore her face mask in her mugshot.
Oh, my God.
Which I guess I should probably show you.
Did she think that she wasn't going to catch it from her vagina? I don't. Like, I can't touch my face, but you could put your dick in me. If you're infected, oh, well.
Here, take a look at this, this fucking...
Oh, no.
I love it when you say that.
She looks like the witch from Bugs Bunny.
I can probably put a green filter over her face if you want. Maybe that's the cover right there for this week.
You know what's funny, too, with everybody being in quarantine? Like, the boy's hair, like, it hasn't been cut in a couple weeks. And I was going to take him to get their haircuts this weekend. I'm like, we're going to have to put, like, them in ponytails.
I'll buzz them both. Mm-mm. Remember when I shaved Logan's head when he was younger?
We both hated it.
Well, because he looked like a cancer kid.
Well, he did, but he also hated it. In the picture you put on Facebook, he had tears in his eyes and he was all swolled up.
I gave his ass a popsicle and wrapped a towel around him. And I was like, eat that fucking thing. It'll, by the time you're done, I'll be done. And I just fucking went, chonk,
chonk, chonk. He hated it.
Police found Marie Tucker and Albert Singletary having sex near a no trespassing sign. Fucking double.
Well, it didn't
there.
Say no sex.
No trespassing sign outside St. Anthony's Hospital the night of March 2nd, one day after the first case of corona was reported in Florida. Mm-hmm. According to the report, Tucker and Singletary, which sounds like a fucking 80s buddy cop movie, Tucker and Singletary both had their sexual organs on full display when officers arrived. It's unclear if Tucker was wearing her face mask at that time.
It's coronavirus porn.
We talked about that on The Plunge.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a Plunge heavy episode for not having any members of The Plunge. Tucker and Singletary were both arrested on charges of indecent exposure and trespassing. Health officials have said that the best way to stop the spread of coronavirus is practice social distancing and good hygiene. In addition to staying home when you're sick, people who are in good health are not advised to wear face masks.
Mm-hmm.
Duh, blah, 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 like we said.
Give me your virus.
Yeah, maybe. Is it communicable through like a sexually oriented or sexually transmitted
thing?
Yeah,
if you can get it by your nose and your mouth, I'm sure you can get it from your vag or your dick hole.
Well, it's respiratory. I mean, I don't breathe out of my dick. Do you breathe out your fucking twat?
No, I guess you're right. I guess it's different organs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they were trying to practice safe sex with the mask.
But they just don't know any better.
I don't know why they're fucking at the hospital. Maybe like they're like, hey, if something does happen, you know, if you turn into a zombie, we'll be right here.
Maybe. Bite your tit off.
Bite your tit off. Bite your tit off is what
she
says.
She looks like she might have just a little bit less than a mouthful.
Of the downs?
No, I was going to say a little bit less than a mouthful.
Less than a mouthful.
Because if you're biting a tit off.
Oh, I got you. I'm with you. let me cue up this next picture for you because we have beautiful mugs to look at this week.
Awesome.
Next story, we are in Manatee County where a Florida man takes off his pants after crashing into a car. Which, when I've not been in many accidents in my life, but when I have, my pants stayed on.
Maybe he thought he was going to shit in them?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Here, let's let you take a look at this young man.
Oh, that is bad hair.
So, it says he's 23 and I have better hair than him. And I'm 39 and I'm struggling. I am growing it out. You know, some people are growing out quarantine beards and mustaches and shit. I'm growing out my hair.
Mm-hmm. It looks good.
I'm glad that you said that with a straight face.
I didn't roll my eyes.
I know.
I tried really hard.
Concentration. Concentration. Deputy said 23-year-old Cody Hicks was driving erratically Friday and crashed into a car with two females inside. That's one way to pick up chicks.
Getting roadhead?
The other car had the females.
Oh.
After the crash, Hicks pulled down his pants and underwear while standing in the middle of the street and began touching his penis while he stuck his tongue out at witnesses.
That's so weird.
My dick. Look at my dick.
That's so weird.
Hicks is also accused of asking the underage victim if she wanted to participate in a sexual act while he had his penis exposed. Deputy said Hicks refused to cooperate with the investigation and would only answer with, quote, "I want my lawyer," when he was asked questions and arrested on lewd and lascivious exhibition charges. Court records show he entered a plea of not guilty.
He's just like, "Want a foot? Want a foot?"
Yeah, and they were underage too, so I think that's an extra charge.
Oh, no. Well, in his defense, bitches don't look their age these days.
If he's only 23, so obviously I know this isn't the guy, but he looks exactly like a guy I used to work with at Budweiser, like back in the day.
Mm.
We were drivers together, and I was like, holy shit, dude. But he would have been much older than 23. Yes. So
Avi.
Yeah.
He's got an elf ear going on the other side.
I said, that's one way to fucking meet chicks, dude. You're driving down the street, you see some girls, and you're like, sir, hey, here's my dick. Like this dick? I got this dick. What are you gonna do with this dick?
Let me just tell you, girls don't, well, most girls don't just say yes.
Can I tell you a story? And I'm pretty sure maybe I've told you this story before, maybe not. I don't really know. When we were going through some shit,
mm-hmm.
when we were younger, and I was asked to leave the house.
Which, at my mom's?
No, when we were in Florida, and your dad came down and was trying to get rid of me.
Okay.
While you guys were gone, because I did leave the house, I was sleeping in my truck, and while you guys were gone, mm-hmm. I went back to the house to collect some things, and I left again, and I get on the expressway, and I'm driving, you know, to nowhere, and I'm in my own world, because I'm, you know, kind of, you know, out of sorts and shit, and out of my peripheral, I notice that I'm in the left lane, mm-hmm. out of my peripheral, I notice this car kind of pacing me, you know, doing one of these on the side, and trying, like, yeah. I'm not looking, and then I finally look over, and it's two girls, full bare chests, tits out.
Oh, yeah. Spring break.
And I'm like, yeah, like, woohoo, spring break. Ah! Just titties, dude. Just fucking titties. And I'm like, and so not in the right frame of mind to see fucking random ass titties on the road because I'm distraught. Like, I feel like I'm losing my family. I'm about to get divorced. I slept in the car for 2 days. I probably fucking stink. And all I could muster was a lazy ass thumbs up. And they looked at me like, fuck you. And they drove up to the next car and did it to him. And they did it all the way up I-4, all the way to the goddamn casino. They were just showing titties. I'm watching these girls fucking zigzagging and showing titties, 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 titties. This was probably 2007, 2008 maybe?
Probably 8.
2009, somewhere around there?
No, 2008, because I just found out I was pregnant with Logan right before my dad came down in April.
There you go. 2008. 12 years later. Can you imagine girls doing that shit now, dude? The way the world is now?
No. Well, yes.
Well, I guess, yeah, maybe. Yes. Yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe. Because I was going to say, but I don't know.
Did I ever tell you the story when I was driving on the expressway? And I was
somebody pushed their dick on the glass?
No, but he was, I was like, almost, I was so pregnant with Logan.
So pregnant?
I was so pregnant. Like, my stomach, I could barely touch the steering wheel.
Wow.
Like, with my hands, I was so pregnant. I had to put my seat back and everything. And I had the same thing happen to me with a dude in the car. And he was like, he was going like this, like he was telling me my tits were nice. And I'm like, I have a baby. And I'm like doing this motion. And he was like making the fucking motion like, yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I need to get away from him.
Jesus. That's awesome.
But it was funny. And then he got off on some other exit. Because when I was driving, I had my leg like up a little bit, like on my left side. Because you know how sometimes in the car they have like that little oomph by the door. So I had my foot up like this and I'm driving. And that's how he saw my leg up like that, and he was talking.
He thought you were doing something. Yeah. He thought you were flicking the bing, driving down the road.
I had both my hands on the steering wheel, but then it was just hilarious because I was like, I have a baby, and he's like, Yeah, you do. He's like, fucking motion. It was hilarious.
What show was that? Was that Two and a Half Men that the dude loved pregnant chicks? I think it was.
It was. It was Alan.
Yeah, he always wanted to like rub fucking oils on the bellies and shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking weirdo.
It's weird.
One more Florida story. Flagler County, Florida man was arrested for impersonating an officer just days after going to jail for
Impersonating an officer. I guess that, yeah.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said that Leroy Stottlemyre, okay. That is a fucking strong name, dude. Yeah. That is the name of a person that could run for 1,200 all-purpose yards.
Yeah, that sounds like a good name.
Leroy Stottlemyre was arrested for impersonating law officer and shoplifting. Following this,
you'll get it.
Seizure. Following this, law enforcement went on to speak with several toll bridge attendants who had previous encounters with Stottlemyre. Mm-hmm. They said he would often try to flash a badge to avoid paying the $2 bridge toll.
Oh my God.
He reportedly $2. Did this several times over the last few months and identifies himself as a U.S. Marshal. Ew, he's not even only impersonating an officer, he's impersonating a marshal.
That's crazy.
During the last encounter at the toll bridge, they said that the attendant presented Stottlemyre with an article about his arrest on March 9th for impersonating a law enforcement officer. He then put away his badge and paid the toll.
He's like, I know this motherfucker.
However, March 13th, deputies said that they once again arrested Stottlemyre at his home. Quote, this guy clearly has not learned his lesson and has no respect for the law, mm-hmm. Sheriff Rick Staley said. 2 days after his release, he already was up to his old tricks. We know already he thinks he can get out of shoplifting and paying tolls with his fake badge. I am happy we were able to get him back off the streets before something more serious occurs. He thinks he wants to be a cop. Now he gets to see what it's like to be an inmate.
Ooh,
fucking nerd ass nerd, dude. There's a nerd fucking Paul Blart's flexing nuts today, dude.
Yep.
Get him off the street because he's not paying the tolls. Bitch, there shouldn't be any tolls right now anyway. It's fucking like state of emergency and shit. The fucking interstate should be open.
They've got electric companies waiving non-payment fees and they're not shutting off your shit.
They fucking should. They should waive everything right now. It's nobody's fault.
Right.
I told you at the top, look at guys like Adam and Mikey whose entire fucking industries are shut down. Right now, you know, and then you get the people that are like, well, they should have savings. They should have some savings
and
a nest egg.
Savings?
There should be a nest egg for emergencies and they should have enough money. And that's their fault for being paycheck to paycheck. I hear that shit so much right now. And it's like, you motherfuckers.
When you're forced to be an adult in an economy that you need two people to survive, there's no savings. Didn't even have savings until...
Think about that. Obviously, Mikey is married. His wife is also in the same industry.
Right.
He has roommates to help share the load who are in the same industry. Mm-hmm. So that whole fucking house is just shut down. Adam has his brother move in to help fucking pay. Bobby Light, who is an executive chef at some fucking restaurant whose industry just got shut down. So the both of them are fucking just put down. It's not like they can even lean on the other one right now.
Right.
It's so fucked up.
And then the landlords are just like, hey, I got to pay my mortgage too.
That's what Adam said. Adam was like, hey, I sent my landlord an email that was like, yo, dude, obviously you know what's going on, da 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 da. And he said he wrote him back and said, rent's due April 1st.
Yep.
And I'm like, what a fucking cocksucker.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, he needs to pay his bills too.
Well, shit rolls downhill.
You know
so
what
until
I mean?
They
exactly.
suspend the mortgage thing to where they don't. Now, if they did that, if they enacted that and they said, you know, like, we're going to suspend mortgage payments, you know, until this thing blows over and he still was trying to collect rent, then yeah, that motherfucker needs to get his goddamn dick
cut off.
Exactly.
But we would see that in the news for sure.
I wish we did see some shit like that in the news. Adam Simmons cuts the dick off his landlord in New Jersey.
Not that. I meant the mortgage payment.
Would you like to hit up the pod decks for a couple of questions? Sure. Since, I did at the top of the show mention that I am now best friends with the creator of pod decks.
Oh, best friends just like Joe Rogan's your boss?
Yeah. Well, he is too.
Lucas left a muffin in here. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, you better not. Oh, motherfucker eating muffins.
It's good.
Where are the pod decks?
Under that paper.
I see them now.
Those are good. They're party cake muffins.
All right, which one should I get? I'm going to do this interview deck here.
Okay.
Black or blue?
Blue
it is.
No, wait. You always bet on black.
I always bet on black. That's my girl, Wesley Snipes, passenger 57. let's see what we got in the pod deck today. I'm going to ask the Duchess some questions.
We'll see how well I answer them.
I need to get wild buttery for my pod deck's free ad. You probably couldn't hear it on mic, but our kid just fucking chimed in at the end of that.
Screeching. I love our children even though they're a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I love them. You know what? We did, we kind of glossed over the fact that we had, our house situation go down like it did. Do you want to, while I'm shuffling that?
Sure. That we put in the bid on and won, we had the inspection come back, and it was just a ton of shit wrong.
Well, I was even going to say, start from like Jump Street, how, you know, we did the episode called Tetris Pool, and we were talking about how we love that house, and we put an offer in on it, and they didn't take it.
Okay,
and
they were offering $279,000. We came in at $288,000. Like, we offered them like $10,000 more than what they were listing for, and still didn't get it.
Well, we didn't get that, and then we found another one that we really liked, and we offered in on that same scenario, and we didn't get that, and we were kind of like, what the fuck? So then we found another one that we liked, and we offered in on that, and before they could accept it, we offered in on a different one, and they both simultaneously accepted it. So we went from two rejections to two acceptances, and we were forced to pick between the one that we liked, and we did. We had our inspection, you know, go out and came back pretty bad, you know.
Yeah, there was a ton of shit. Like, you can tell that people
just neglect.
Yeah, neglect, and he was trying to do stuff himself that he was not like a contractor, so it was just not good. And they weren't willing to work with us to fix anything because they were putting on a roof because their roof was shit. But because their roof was shit and they weren't taking care of it, that led to water leaking into the drywall and the ceilings and a couple of the bedrooms. Like, it was just a whole ass thing. And they would not. Yeah, we're like, fuck you guys. Because we already knew we were having to come in to redo the pool, which is going to be like maybe like $10,000, $11,000. And then plus on all the improvements that they needed. And it wasn't just like cosmetic shit. It was like the whole pool box was rusted out. There were live wires. Like, if you swam in the pool, you could like possibly get electrocuted.
Yeah, our inspector was. He was looking at me like, man, you get in that pool, you're taking your life with your, you're taking your life in your hands.
Yeah, so.
Well, we pulled the deal on that. And that's why it was a little bit stressful last week, because then, you know, we wasted a couple weeks with that whole ordeal, and now we're running out of time. So every day after work, or, you know, okay, can you meet me here and look at this one? Mm-hmm. Hey, we're just going to grab dinner tonight. Can you meet me here? Can you meet me here? And the last thing that I was concerned with at that time, I mean, sadly, was recording a show. You know, I always loved it. I love to do it. I always love to get on here and put some content out for everybody. But, you know, we had just some real life shit going on. And, you know, long story short, we were able to find a place last Saturday. We put an offer in on that got accepted. The inspection came back great. Yeah,
shout out our realtor, because he stayed after we left and he worked out a deal to where they were going to take it.
Yeah.
He stayed and talked to the listing agent and was like, what do we need to do to get my people into this house?
Well, and he's been a gangster, and I've said that before. And, I mean, perpetuating that stereotype too, that, you know, all the kids, you know, these days, I don't even want to call them millennials because I don't know if that's the proper bracketing or whatever, but our realtor's 23 years old and he's aggressive as fuck and he's a good guy. So if you're in Tampa and you need to sell or buy a house, hit me up and I will give you his fucking information. Yeah,
even the inspector guy that we had, he was also 23 and he was a gangster. We call him Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, my uncle was like, he's the most thorough, you know, inspecting report that I've ever read. But, you know, all that aside, we are in a place now. We will be closing on that in the middle of April. It's got everything we need. I'm excited to move into the new studio. Mm-hmm. It's got a fucking pool I could be butt naked in. It's got a little hot tub to chill in. And I can't wait for everybody to come down next year. And holy shit, I forgot about this. You know, real quick, this is not sports, but, you know, I'd like to welcome Tom Brady to Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tom.
And we're just going to keep on this plunge heavy episode, and that Riley, as soon as he saw the news, is the newest season ticket holder for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He's a member of the crew.
So I said, brother, we're going to be seeing you a lot. And I got news for you. Bucks games are fucking super fun.
They're super fun.
So you're going to come down and you're going to have the time of your life. Next thing you know, you're going to be living here next year, dog. So I'm excited at that. You know, maybe we'll see Riley on the fucking hashtag no offense show.
That'd be great.
We can call him Nine Rings. So, I mean, might fucking happen.
That would be great. I would love if Raleigh came down.
Let's see what we got. First card off the top here. We've done that one already. How'd that happen? You heard me shuffling for like 5 minutes.
I know.
What's one bad habit you're trying to get rid of?
Oh, we already said that one.
Did we? God, yeah. We got two. You saw me shuffling.
Maybe it was one we did with Bobby Moore, too, though.
What book belongs on everyone's bookshelf?
Ooh, I don't read books.
Well, I mean, we can say The Saturn Time Cube Conspiracy by Nick Hinton. Okay. Check out episode 107 of the hashtag No Offense Show to hear all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't read. I
don't read either. And that's one thing, you know, shout out to Juan. You know, I said we're going to have him come on as a guest. He sent me a screen capture of his Audible. He's got so many books queued up on, like, all this shit. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you can come on and we could talk some shit and we can get weird, but you're going to actually educate me because you're doing the research. Right. And I'm not that deep to where I actually want to do that.
I think Audible is just like a book podcast.
No, absolutely. If you could guarantee one thing in life besides money, what would it be?
You.
Oh.
I can guarantee that you'll always be there. Fucking I can likewise. Guarantee that you'll always have my back.
You know what? And see, I'm a sucker for Facebook memories. Mm-hmm. And lately, I don't know what we were going through in March, but a lot of my memories are you posting really nice shit on my Facebook about how I'm a hard worker and how you're mm-hmm. lucky to have me. And, you know, that all might this have been kind while of shit.
We were
in Chicago. No, it was from like 2012 and 2010.
Oh.
It was older shit. And
I don't know.
And people are like, ugh, get a room. Y'all are gross.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. And we wonder why we don't post that much on social media anymore.
What words or phrases do you most overuse, player?
Yours is player, but I don't know what mine would be. I don't think I overuse anything.
Maybe you overuse your fucking mannerisms, because I swear to God, oh, you roll your eyes at me one more fucking time, I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to be very upset with you. I don't like it.
It's nothing
I don't
against
like it.
You.
When I'm trying to have real talks with you, especially like real talks about this podcast and potentially the future of this podcast, are we going to continue through all this?
You shit on yourself. That's why you get my eye rolls.
You need to be there. You need to be there for me. No fucking tough love. No fucking tough love.
Listen, I am there for you. I tell you that you're better than what you think you are, and that's why I get so pissed off and I eye roll myself.
I'm the fucking best.
I eye roll you because you think you're shit, and I'm like, you're not. And then you get mad at me for eye rolling, but I'm like, it's really because I love you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite hero of fiction?
Wolverine, duh.
I thought you were going to say James Bond just to fuck with me. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say James Bond just to fuck with me.
Our son is named after Wolverine.
Yes, he is. Logan.
He was the first, X-Men was the first, like, superhero type stuff that I had gotten into. So it holds a special place in my heart.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
What was the question?
Who's your favorite?
Favorite hero of fiction.
Green Lantern.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know nothing about DC. I know that motherfucker's scared of the color yellow.
I know. It's because yellow means strength.
I thought that was because he got pissed on by like a super villain or something.
Golden showers. Yeah. R. Kelly was up in that bitch.
R. Kelly was pissing on him.
He had a big old trench coat like the Candyman, fucking pissing on bitches.
You say R. Kelly three times and he shows up and pees on you? Is that what you're
saying? Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Let's try it.
You could try it on your own personal time. I'm not doubting nothing.
I don't have any personal time working from home right now.
I'm not doubting nothing. Favorite hero, like, I mean, I don't know, I'm partial to, I was just talking to my uncle about this the other day.
Captain America?
No, I'm partial to the Guardians of the Galaxy, and we were talking about how when the movie came out, neither of us knew anything about it or whatever, mm-hmm. and we were like, man, this is bullshit, because we were actually talking about Black Widow being okay. pushed back.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so weird that they're even making Black Widow and the timing and this and that, and then I was like, yeah, but you know what, I don't doubt anything that Marvel does, because I said the same thing about Ant-Man, and that turned out to be good. I liked it. I said the same thing about Guardians, and that became my favorite movie in the franchise.
Yeah,
so it's like I don't doubt them. You know, whatever they're fucking doing, I'm sure it'll be good. I said that even about Homecoming, Spider-Man. I'm like, this movie's gonna suck because it's the letdown after Endgame, and it was good. You know, like,
it's because of who they casted. Tom Holland is my favorite Spider-Man of all time.
He's supposed to be doing something else that I thought was interesting.
He's in Onward. Him and Chris Pratt play the main characters.
No, it was something else. Something else he was supposedly going to be cast for, and I forgot, and I meant to make a note of it, but I failed.
Yeah, well, him and Chris Pratt are in Onward, which Lucas wants
they
to see.
They want to see, but the movies are shut down.
Right.
Let's pull one more, and then we'll get out of here. What's left on your bucket list?
I think we talked about a bucket list before, and I really don't have a bucket list. So, you know, like, I don't want to jump out of a plane. I don't want to, like, go visit the Grand Canyon. It asks about a bucket list, not what's left on it. But my whole bucket list is just living a long, fulfilling life with you and then watching our kids grow up.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
That's about what I'm at too. So, you know, I had a long conversation with one of my oldest friends yesterday too, and we were talking about the podcast and, you know, how it's going, and, you know, I've been doing it for over 3 years now, and what mm-hmm. do I want out of it, and do I want it to be something, and, you know, whatever.
No, he said he was waiting for us to get famous, and we haven't, so fuck us.
Yeah, well, he's been out of work for a little while, and he was like, I hadn't looked for a job just because, you know, I was waiting for y'all to get famous, and that ain't happened, so fuck y'all, I gotta go back to work.
I said, come to Florida.
But no, I told him, I'm like, you know, if it never becomes more than it is now, I feel like we've already done enough. You know, like, I've made the friends that I've made, and it's, you know, I mean, like, it's provided us a little extra money. I mean, like, it's paying for our house, essentially, you know, I mean, like, so, I mean, mm-hmm. it's done it's done a lot for me, you know. And he was like, you got that fucking mark on your arm now and everything. And I was like, I don't care if we never record another episode of Hashtag No Offense ever, you know, and I have that on my arm because it meant something to me for a 3+ fucking years of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. Like it changed both of our lives, you know, substantially. And, you know, I can call people in New Jersey and Arizona and California and New Hampshire fucking friend now, you know. And I mean, like, before that I used to be like, oh, you're fucking fake friends on the internet,
right?
And now
they're
real friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Like it's changed, it shifted my whole
even for me too. I consider all those guys my friends, even though I've never physically seen them.
Yeah, well, that's gonna change too.
I'm excited for February.
That's gonna change too.
I'm excited.
Well, since you said that we kind of did that before, we'll go out on this one. If you could ask one person one question and they had to answer truthfully, who and what would you ask?
I would probably ask my dad what made him turn his life around when he was a piece of shit.
God damn! That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I just, he was never one to apologize or... Like when we were younger and stuff, he would never really apologize for the mean stuff he did to me or my mom. But one day he out of nowhere seemed for us that he was just like, he didn't love my mom anymore. So it would be nice to ask him what happened in that moment, because all I can do is speculate that he had 3 kids and he didn't have any extra money to do what he wanted to do, which grew resentment for her.
No, it's a lot.
And to us.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I listened to DJ talking about that, DJ from The Untrained Eye. He has a solo pod called Dragging the Table, mm-hmm. and it's just him for 15, 20 minutes talking about thoughts or whatever. And this week he just happened to be talking about how there's not a lot of people on the road for traffic because of the, you know, like everyone's staying at home, right, and working from home. And he was like, but you still have that fucking guy that's pissed off at the world that he's driving a minivan and he resents his fucking wife and 3 kids because maybe he didn't want to have those kids, and he fucking rides your ass when you're doing 90 in the fast lane because he's pissed off and shit, and he's in a fucking minivan and shit. It's kind of the same thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. you get put into a life where you not necessarily want, you know, or you think you want, and then when it's there and the reality hits you, I mean, it changes.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it changed for the better, because he still had to pay child support, and I feel like it just, he incurred additional bills on top of whatever it was if he would have just stayed.
I don't know.
You know?
Well, and it's, both parties have to want to work that shit out too, you know, like, when it comes down to using the big D, you know, I mean, like, if one person wants to work it out and the other person doesn't, I mean, like, it doesn't matter. Right. And I don't know if your mom did or didn't, but, you know, if he decided that he was done, I mean, like, he's done.
Yeah. You know? I think, cause you know, my dad met my stepmom at work. So I think that maybe he had already met her.
Yeah.
And then grew that, and then just was like, I'm done with you. Cause my mom, she never worked. She was a stay at home mom.
Right.
So luckily my Uncle Mike had given her the job washing bottles at the oil refinery. She
turned that, you know, like, I'll say one thing about your mom. She did turn that opportunity into something, because, like, towards the end of her career, when I was staying there, you know, we were talking about things, and I happened to see one of her pay stubs, and, like, she went from being an hourly employee to making, like, almost $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. you know, with no college education or anything. Like, she worked herself up, and she mm-hmm. pulled her shit together, and, I mean, like, that's a testament to show you that, you know, one, you don't need school to make something of yourself, and two, you know, like, it can be done. You know, like, she could have just easily said, I've got 3 kids and I don't work and I need welfare and I need to fucking find a dude to hook up with so yeah. we could pay for this shit. And she didn't do any of those things. So,
nope.
Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you have anybody?
I don't know who the person would be, but I would want to know the truth about a lot of the shit that I'm into. You know, a lot of the truth about, like, the stories I read and the conspiracy theories and shit. I don't know who the one person to ask would be, you know, but I would want to know.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
He was in that movie that you like.
Oh, National Treasure? Fucking stupid. Tom Hanks, Da Vinci Code.
There you go.
Oh my God. No, I don't know who the one person would be, but I would want, if there was one person that I could ask, you know.
Matt Groening.
The Simpsons predicting the future. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know, no.
Did you see a meme about that?
No. This is what it is. I want Hillary Clinton. I want Hillary Clinton in a fucking room, and I want to know the truth about
Benghazi.
I want to know the truth about fucking Saturn worship and baby killing, and I want to know who she's fucking, you know, quote unquote suicided and all that shit. I would want her to spill her fucking guts and tell me the truth on everything.
She wouldn't.
Because she is one of the people that's up in there pulling the fucking strings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know.
She wouldn't.
That or aliens.
Wow.
But I mean, that's all connected too, because if she gives me the correct answer on what I want to know about the fucking Saturn worship, the alien shit just kind of fucking falls into place.
Bro, we're all aliens.
I can't, again, I can't wait to get into talking some weird shit next week or whenever. We come back. Yeah. I hope it's next week. I mean, it might be next week. It might be later, but next episode.
Next episode. There you go. I don't see us having an issue doing anything next week.
All right, well, we'll see.
We'll see how today goes. We still got a lot of cleaning and packing to do. Tomorrow's going to be, because we have the appraisal on Monday for this place.
Coming at you on a weird 10 a.m. morning show just to get it in where we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're trying. That's, you know, if you stick with us and you ride this out, you know, we would appreciate it. If you don't, hey, I mean, don't let the fucking door hit you on the way out. We're going to keep doing this shit either way because right. We enjoy doing it.
Me
so
too.
That being said, this has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. If this is your first episode, I love you. Thanks for checking us out and making us your bastion in the apocalypse and your beacon of light in this dark, dark time.
Yeah.
You can find us on any podcast platform. We're available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Please hit the subscribe button. Please give us a rate and review. Do all that good shit. Find us on social media at HTNOS, HTNOS on HTNOS.com, on the web, HTNOS at Yahoo.com for an email, or you can call in and talk to us direct by leaving us a voicemail. And that number is 813-773-5706. And we don't forget, we are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm.
We're our whole squad of killers is bringing content throughout this whole thing. Riley dropped a fucking 3-hour episode last week, for Christ's sake.
Oh, shit.
So that is Inner Circle PN on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, innercirclepn.com. Subscribe to that. Follow that handle, because there's original programming as well. We're going to record the first episode of sports in a couple of months this afternoon. We're coming back to recap all the free agency stuff and talk some crazy shit, me and Riley, maybe somebody else, I don't fucking know. But we have all kinds of original shows too. Slimmer Circle season two is back. Almy's doing some recording for that. I don't know what the Winter Circle is going on. Episode 2 just dropped. Untrained Eye defend their win streak against the Plunge. I don't know what's going on with that now too, with scheduling and shit, because obviously, like I said, Mikey's down. But you can find those episodes on the Inner Circle Presents on your favorite podcast platform, and check out the individual shows. Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood. We're all there. We're all releasing episodes. It's all quality content. This young lady is the Duchess Wutzke.
And you're the real Wutzke everywhere.
You're goddamn right. And by our powers combined, we are the Hashtag No Offense Show. Motherfucker Doom. Out, Dutchy Dumpers.
So dumb.